Rolls-Royce says the cut to a fifth of its workforce will help with a lack of demand as airlines make savings due to a global lack of air travel. It's also looking at factory closures and cutting costs, but the trade union Unite says the decision is shameful opportunism when it's already accepted public money to furlough thousands of its UK workforce. The government scheme pays 80% of a worker's salary while they're off work, but Rolls-Royce says the government can't extend the scheme for years into the future, so eventually it has to take steps to look after itself. Through these measures, it's looking to save over $1.5 billion. Stuart Smith, London.